Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Thank you.
Good evening. You are listening to 2 Foot Left on Sheffield Live. Sorry for the slightly late start. This is Nick here tonight with a live show and no plan whatsoever. I'm also broadcasting in the dark because when I turned the light switch on, it started sparking. So shout out to the Night Train. I am lit by their, what they I think call the Vibes Pineapple. Although I think they need some new batteries. So it's very dim, just like me. So that was Earthworm Jerky with King Ming, which is off the last Hatch compilation. I thought I'd play that just because I'm excited to say that there is a new Hatch compilation on the way. You heard it here first. And that will be going towards running costs and all that kind of thing, because it costs money to run spaces. But yeah, hope you enjoyed that. I'm gonna now carry on with a track off the new record by Valentina Magaletti and Fanny Chiarello. Valentina is the incredible percussionist that was in what were they called? really great band that I big fan of. I'll remember it later, doesn't matter. But yeah, I'll play this now and we'll just sort of see what happens. As always, I'll read out at the end what we played. And we did recently upload quite a few new tracks, new shows to the Mixcloud, so do check them out. They are at mixcloud.com/2footleftradio. So yeah, have a good evening and hope you enjoy the music that I will be playing. That was a Vibes Pineapple, sorry.
Thank you. Asleigh, asleigh. go. Alasoi sota chai kolakanda melakayo toya chilakia tai kolakome ta chai kilisaya ni
I'm gonna run. I'm gonna run to the city of sin. I'm gonna run. I'm gonna run, run, run to the city of sin. The roar of death's machinery inside the factory. Demons, can you see me? I have some evil seeds making me run. Making me run to the city of sin. Making me run. Run to the city, run to the city of sin. Who's that come on a running? Run from far away. Who's that come a running? Running all night and day. I'm gonna run. I'm gonna run to the city of sin. I'm gonna run, run, run to the city of sin.
Last night I dreamt of dogs, and I dreamt of a dog, and it was pink. And this pink dog, I was thinking, how is this dog pink? And I realised that the dog had a white mother and a red father. And it was not a cartoon dog, it was like a real dog. And then I dreamt about another dog, and it was a really fierce, small dog. And I'm really actually scared of dogs. And it was a very fierce dog, and it was barking at me, barking at me. And normally I'd run a mile from a dog like that. But I bent down and I looked at it in the eyes. And I said, you've got to stop. You've got to stop barking. You've got to stop. And it was looking at me, and I was looking at him or her. I don't know. It felt like a him. And I wasn't afraid. I knew I should be, and I knew I normally would be, but I wasn't. And then me and the dog became, I don't know if friendly is the word, but we became okay. And the dog didn't stop barking totally, but it did stop a little bit. And, or a lot, really. Quite a lot. And I realised that I'd managed to sort of overcome this dog. And then it looked really like, why would I have been afraid of a dog like that? But I was at first. And the next thing, I was beside a pond, and there was, I don't know if it was a swan or a goose or a duck. It was a thing. It was hatching, I suppose. It sort of moved away, and there were all these, like, hatched little things, and they were very frail and very feathery. And the bird sort of drifted away, and I thought, I don't think that bird can leave these now, these little things. And I got really worried of where the big bird had gone, but I never saw where it had gone, and I couldn't see it. And these little frail things were just kind of there. And I think in my dream I realised they were probably going to die, but I didn't really know what to do. And I certainly didn't do anything, because then I wasn't there anymore. And I was sitting on a sofa, and to my right was somebody I didn't know, and to my left was my mum. And my mum died a couple of years ago, and I've only ever had one dream about her, which I feel quite lucky to have had, because my dad, who died when I was a kid, I've only ever in my entire life had one dream about him. So this was the second dream I've had about my mum in 2 years, and she was called Dillis, and she liked to make rag rugs, actually. But she was sitting on my left, and she couldn't say anything, and she was kind of quite frozen, but I knew it was my mum, and I wanted to introduce her to the person on the right, but I couldn't remember who it was, their name or anything. But then we were kind of looking, all of us. I mean, my mum was just staring there anyway, and we were looking at the other side of the room, and suddenly it was like a slideshow, or even like postcards just on the wall, but they were some distance away, almost like they were on a mountain, so the perspective was really, really, really strange. Yet we could see these, and then there was like a mountain range, and on the top of the mountain range was these kind of photographs. So within all that, there were these photographs, and there were photographs of things that my mum had knitted. My mum, towards the end of her life, was more a rag rug person than a knitter, but she did knit. But there were all these things that my mum had knitted, little things, and I could see them quite clearly, and I thought, how interesting that she knitted those things. But then, unfortunately, I did wake up, and I had no idea, even though I lay there thinking I really, really must remember what my mum had knitted and who they were, because it felt like important that I should know who she'd knitted. I couldn't remember, or I never knew. And so that was kind of the dream last night. And I probably, there was probably more in between and more after and more before and more everywhere, but I don't recall anything.
Thank you. song has been carefully constructed to simulate the semi-permanent effects of a sunburn.
No joke. it's a simple motion. It's a mountain three. That was four, but you get the idea.